We're talking with Nate Ryan with USA Today, and the qualifying format has changed. The chase format has changed. Now that we're halfway through the season, do you think it has been a positive move for NASCAR?
It's hard to say. I think that certainly there was a lot of buzz through the opening month or two about the qualifying, and I think that resulted in some strong crowds early in the season. Las Vegas had a huge qualifying crowd. But lately, I haven't really seen like the same bump. Like today at Indianapolis, I didn't really sense that there was nearly as much buzz. I think that's because some tracks are like much more conducive to this kind of group qualifying. Unfortunately, I don't think Indy really fits. Talladega is a great example of where that format works well. As far as the chase format, that one, I was thinking about that the other day. That remains to be seen. I think there was huge amount of attention and buzz paid to it when it was announced in January, and since then, I think it's gotten gradually less as people become more and more focused on who's going to make the chase and not what the chase is kind of going to be about. But once the chase begins, I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of attention, and we'll see if that translates into, you know, greater audience numbers too.
Any surprise about who's not in the chase at this point?
Certainly Tony Stewart, I think, is a big one. He'd probably be number one among guys who you look at the current chase grid of 16, and he's the big omission. But I think also if you look at the chase grid, you can almost be as surprised by the winless drivers like Matt Kenseth and Clint Bowyer, and even Ryan Newman to some degree, the defending winner of the Brickyard. I think all those drivers have a good shot at making it, but I don't know if they're still going to do it through wins, which is, I think, a big surprise.
You've been in NASCAR and covering the sport for a while. Why are you a fan?
I don't know if I call myself a fan. Okay. The first race I ever covered was also the first race I ever attended,
okay,
which probably wouldn't surprise a lot of people who read my stuff. No, I always make that joke that I didn't know anything about it before I started covering it, and I am fascinated by it. I think that was what initially drew me to it, besides there just being an opportunity to cover racing because I was the only person at the newspaper I was at the time who raised my hand and said I wanted to do it. I'm also fascinated by kind of like all the different constituencies. Like you've got fans, you've got the drivers and the teams, you've got NASCAR, you've got sponsors. You have all this kind of like continuous tug of war to try to keep everybody happy. And that to me is fascinating sometimes is the action that takes place on the track, whether it's in a good direction or a bad direction. I think it can go either way, but I think that to me is, if I were just to call myself a race fan, I don't. I guess I try to categorize myself as the objective journalist, but if I wasn't doing this for a living and I was following it, I think that would be the reason I would follow it.
Who do you think are the strongest in the Sprint Cup Series right now and in the Nationwide and the Truck Series?
Let's see. We can go in reverse order. Trucks, obviously Toyotas, because they've won, 12 races in a row now after Eldora. So if you're not driving a Toyota, I don't know if you're really in the game at this point. And obviously that starts mostly with Kyle Busch's team. Nationwide's kind of hard to figure because there's so many, obviously, Cup guys who drop down and win races. So that one, the last 10 years, has gotten me increasingly hard to kind of qualify as to who's good and who's not. It's more about teams than drivers, whereas the Truck Series, I think, has more of its own unique identity. It's easier. And Cup's easy. It's Hendrick and Penske, and really Hendrick engines, because if you look at Harvick, to me, the Kevin Harvick's number four at Stewart Haas Racing has been the car to beat the majority of this season. But beyond that, certainly all the Hendrick drivers are going to be factors, although Casey Kane still needs a win. To go back to your earlier question, he's a guy who I'm a little bit surprised is outside right now. But that organization and Logano and Keselowski at Penske, I think if I had to pick a champion right now, it would probably come from one of those six plus Kevin Harvick.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anita. Appreciate it.